had seen the people of the abyss before, gone through its ghettos, and thought I knew it. But I found that I was now looking on it for the first time. Dumb apathy had vanished. It was now dynamic, a fascinating spectacle of dread. It surged past my vision in concrete waves of wrath, snarling and growling, carnivorous, drunk with whiskey from pillaged warehouses, drunk with hatred, drunk with lust for blood. Men, women, and children in rags and tatters, dim, ferocious intelligences, with all the godlike blotted from their features and all the fiendlike stamped in, apes and tigers, anemic consumptives, and great hairy beasts of burden, wan faces from which vampire society had sucked the juice of life, bloated forms swollen with physical grossness and corruption, withered hags and death's heads bearded like patriarchs, festering youth and festering age, faces of fiends, crooked, twisted, misshapen monsters, blasted with the ravages of disease and all the horrors of chronic innutrition, the refuse and the scum of life, a raging, screaming, screeching, demoniacal horde.